love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. Let me start with some, I thought, remarkable news. I watched, you know, you may have heard about the storms that hit mostly Kentucky. Obviously a lot of devastation, a lot of loss of life. But to my surprise, on Al Jazeera, of all places, I mean, it's kind of like, this is a shock because, again, they have their issues because they have their agenda but they have, you know, again, they have the resources. So they had somebody on the ground and a woman who does do a lot of travel went there and interviewed some people. And in this case, it was at a particular house, a house that was a brick house that had a basement. And they invited some neighbors as the, you know, last minute friends, come, let's get in the basement with us. And they survived. And it was a rather big deal. The report that, you know, you see a little interaction with the woman and then a bit with the man. So clearly a husband and wife because, you know, same last name. I want to play a little clip. The interview with the guy, because I think what you see in there is the attitude and demeanor of a follower of Christ. Note, please, what you saw there destroy some narratives, because obviously they're friends. Because you can see others there. They have black friends. This white family has black friends. And clearly strong friends, because you see the affection shown by this younger girl. And again, that destroys the narrative of, well, what you would hear about in Chicago, for example, where, anyway... but I found that marvelous. I found it amazing that Al Jazeera would allow you to see this moment of a man who shows his trust in the Lord. You don't see those words, but you see it in the way he presents himself and where his priorities are people, not even his own home. I found that amazing. Second thing on, slightly lighter, is that we're on again, maybe, hopefully as early as Thursday for Big Frog. So, Lord willing, and right now, Thursday looks like good weather. Friday is okay, but it looks like it might happen this time. It'll either be the three of us, which is the hope. The email exchange is going on and people are checking. But if it's not the three of us, hopefully at least the two of us will be at the top of Big Frog Mountain. It's a big deal. In a very real sense, the top of Big Frog Mountain has become a second home. I've only been up there a few minutes, twice. But there's a draw there compared to any other place we've been. You know, Buzzard Point, Savage Gulf, or Cloudland, which was ridiculous. But Big Frog really is a kind of a second home. It really is. It's interesting. But last thing, I've wondered over the last several days, and I've talked with Chris a good bit on this about the idea of coincidences, because, you know, and he says, you know, obviously, it's, you know, clearly as someone who it does indeed subscribe to the idea that God is sovereign and, he has control of all things. When things seem to happen as what we appear as coincidence, it's not because it was random chance, it's because of God's plan. But the issue is, how much is the coincidence there just just a coincidence, and just it seems to tie things together, or there's something related, or how much is it to a degree something the Lord is using to hey you, let me, you know, and I've wondered about that because I think I pointed out, I'm pretty sure I did recently, when I started putting the pictures, more of the pictures online, and you know. Obviously I've gotten to know probably more than most about the events around July 12th, 2007 in Iraq. And, you know, I knew it was, I didn't have the date in mind. Now I know it, and now I know the date quite reliably because, again, 5 years to the day is when my wife abandoned me. So that helps me know the day. But last year for Christmas Eve, I did a video and specifically mentioned Susanna. And I mentioned that Susanna is the same age as the girl that was taken out of the van by Ethan McCord in the collateral murder video. And she was about the same age as Susanna at the time. So that correlation. And then, you know, some of these things I knew, some of the things I didn't, you know, at that point, I didn't know, the girl and the guy, I don't know their first names, but their last names is Tooman, you know, and again, how many people have any idea? You know, for example, I have seen a short little documentary done, maybe an hour-long documentary, because, you know, the thing that's most often shown is when the whole thing started and a crowd of guys that you see, and then the helicopter opens fire and kills a bunch of them, and two of them are reporters. And, you know, I've seen an interview with the son of one of the reporters. So it's kind of like, you know, I don't remember his name, but, you know, I have that. I've seen that. But I've spent most of my focus on Ethan McCord pulling the, because the guy that showed up in the van is what we call a Good Samaritan. He's taking his kids to school, I think. I don't think it was from school. I think it's to school. So, you know, and here's this guy laying dying on the street, and he goes to help him. That's a good example of a Good Samaritan. And he's killed for it by the U.S. government. And they try to kill his kids. And one has a bullet hole in his leg. Well, you know, the wound, and noticeable wound years later from that event. And then, of course, I have the picture of them 10 years later. And it's kind of like, okay. But then the coincidence because of Susanna. And then when I started doing the pictures online, I said, okay, do I have any pictures of July 12th, 2007. And I did. Of Susanna. And that got to me. It really got to me. You know, because this was exposed by WikiLeaks. They have a certain technique. They do what's called journalism, in the sense that what they will do is they report on things, but they redact stuff that would be damaging or inappropriate to be public. As is pointed out by many. Right now, up to this point, there hasn't been a single case where somebody says what they have reported is false. And for a news agency to have that kind of record is a rarity. So they have a lot of credibility, except obviously with people like Mike, we lie, we cheat, we steal, Pompeo, our secretary, former Secretary of State, who was involved, I think he was one of the ones directly involved in the U.S. plans to assassinate Julian Assange in London, which thus far hasn't happened. Instead, they're torturing him to death. But, you know, there was the court decision in London where they said, yes, he can be extradited to the U.S. First, it was no. Went to a higher court. The higher court said yes. So now actually has to go back to a lower court, so it's going to last perhaps years longer. And in the meantime, he stays in prison under no charge, which is, again, it's torture. Or as to say, the process is the punishment. But in the process of doing this, you know, because I have done, you know, when I did the video on Daniel Hale, All Hail the Whistleblower, I discussed, I even had a clip of John Kiriakou, who spent 2 years or so in prison because he's the one who exposed the fact that the U.S. tortures people by policy. And that's the important aspect, by policy. It's not rogue individuals. It's by policy. And because he exposed that, the U.S. government said, yes, we do that. And you go to prison because you exposed that. So the people who do the torture, not a problem. The people who expose it go to prison. You know, same thing as Assange, same thing as Daniel Hale, who exposed the fact that the majority of the people we kill in the drone program, the airstrikes that we do, are civilians. So because he exposed that, the government says, yes, we do that. You go to jail. Same thing. But I've heard John Kiriakou describe some of the treatment he received. And I've learned a little bit more about this because apparently that's what is happening to Daniel Hale. It's called Special Administrative Measures. And this is the cell where you're in isolation. And I mean, severe isolation. You don't have anything in the cell. Nothing to read, nothing. You're isolated. And, you know, food is passed through a hole in the door or something of that nature. It's torture. And what I found out is yesterday that apparently 80,000 people right now are in those kind of facilities. And over the life of them, because it started post 9/11, I'm not sure of this. It may be related to the Patriot Act. I'm not sure if it's related or not. I'm got to find that out about that. But you know, these things were, you know, because it's the idea of enhanced interrogation. But apparently, 200,000 people have been through this in the U.S. We're not a civilized society. But again, the coincidence thing. The special administrative measure is what it's called. Collectively, they're called SAMs. And, you know, I mentioned that yesterday, and I've been thinking about it. It hit hard. It really hit hard. Like Susanna being the same age, approximately, of the Tumen girl being shot up by helicopter pilots trained at Fort Rucker. And the day it happened, we were there at Fort Rucker. And these people now are being tortured in Sam's, the last name of my eldest daughter, a girl that I still love. And it's kind of like, why? Why are these coincidences? And, you know, it's interesting. speaking of my favorite eldest daughter, you know, that's the t-shirt she sent me. You know, it says on there, my favorite writer calls me dad. I love that girl. She's the one who asked me to narrate a video she did called Keeping the Promise. And she took this picture. And she's very, apparently, very offended by this. And just in case, if you go to her website, she shows you a copy of this that I sent her. And you will notice in that picture, she distorted the URL. But you also notice this part is missing, the He Begged Us link. So it's one of the older cards. And new ones have been sent. But, you know, I reach out to her a lot. Sometimes there's positive interaction, especially in reference to the photos, especially in reference to the t-shirt, because, you know, I bought several of her books, gave them out to friends. I bought four, I believe. Three went to friends, or I bought three and two went to friends, whatever it is. I bought several and some went to friends. Then I did a short little video, the Rose of Dunce, this little satirical thing that I put online. And if I check right now, might as well, because on BitChute, it continues to get traffic. And, you know, obviously it's old, so I don't know how many people actually watch it through, but 376 views. So it really is my hope that at least one sale came from that. If that happened, I am so pleased. But obviously, she responded positively about that video. But clearly, she's also said a whole lot of things, you know, directly on her website, not directly to me, about the evilness of her dad and of Christ. And I find it fascinating. The only one in my family I know that is keeping the promise is me. And I refuse to relent. I'm sorry. I'm in love with my kids. And I'm in love with my wife. And I'm keeping the promise. And I promise to keep it until death, irrespective of what others do. But why all these coincidences, and why have they come to the head recently? I don't know. Because, you know, the other thing, obviously, in 2012, Shofar Leaks went online. I had some interactions with a guy in Italy, a guy in, what was it? It may have been England, it may have been Germany. Anyway, someone else in Europe, and a guy, I think in Belgium, who was the Muslim gentleman, who sent me, again, the picture that really sunk in to me. Because, again, if you look at the news media at that time, various protests happening in various places, I think some were Syria, some were Turkey, I think there was some in maybe Lebanon or Iraq. I'm pretty sure it was actually Turkey. I'd have to check that. But that picture was used in these protests. And the thing that really got to me is a Muslim gentleman sent it to me. It's a hard picture to look at. You know, three dead guys, three dead kids. You know, and besides the kids, their families, and probably the families are alive. That's a difficult thing to go through, because I know this may sound strange, but those people, the kids and the families, are human beings created in the image of God. You know, it's like the gentleman I've mentioned many times, Abdullah Issa, who was beheaded in the back of a pickup truck. He's a human being created in the image of God. It doesn't matter if he's part of the elect or not. He's still a human being created in the image of God. And killing him is not a good idea. And the guy who was taking the pictures and involved in it was part of the White Helmets. The same guy involved with the Amran Dakhnish picture. So I did shofar leaks, had some interaction. It didn't pick up. I let it go. I let the domain name go. And the weekend, I did a video the day that Julian Assange was escorted out of the Ecuadorian embassy and put in prison. You know, basically out of the frying pan into the fire kind of thing. And that weekend, I got shofar leaks back. And you know, you look at cases, you look at the sensational. The sensational was Jeffrey Epstein. And you know, and of course, the popular line has been Epstein didn't kill himself. And I've seen now you can get a t-shirt, Maxwell didn't kill herself. Because, you know, these people, this is a high stakes game. You know, what they did at what they call Pedophile Island. To what degree is it connected with Mossad? I mean, the allegation is there. There's some evidence for that. But clearly he seemed to be a front man used in order to, it goes back to the line from, All the President's Men. When you got them by the balls, their hearts and minds will follow. And this is a very literal way to get them by the balls, so their hearts and minds will follow. And of course, who are they getting? People that you find in high-profile positions. You know, like presidents and things of that nature. But see, that's the high-profile stuff. And then... my purpose was, you know, it's the idea of a dead man switch. And that was more of, that was part of the objective behind shofar leaks. And because some of the technology has refined over the years, there's a serious market for this, because it really could save somebody's life. Who gets into a difficult situation or voluntarily gets into one, sure, it could be used for mischievous purposes. I understand that. You know, it's. I had a dialogue with a gentleman about the fact that I have said the Shahada in Arabic. And because it was unclear, I did not say that to a Muslim trying to say, I want to be a Muslim. No, I said it to break down the wall to say, yes. See, I don't look at you as you know, this, because what one of my objectives with Shofar Book is to put both the Bible and the Quran on there, on a device that, you know, what I've worked out is Shofar Nexus is the underlying technology, and I'm thinking I'll use the Shofar portfolio name as the full-blown thing where you can do all sorts of stuff and all sorts of communications, and includes the Bible, which, you know, for example, well, it's on Kozlowska.org, but that's it's in a very crude state. But Shofar book, specifically, you put that on a device, and that's it. It's you know, when you do a misdeed on a like a cell phone or a tablet, they call it bricking it, because you take this cell phone and you basically turn it to as functional as a brick. It just doesn't work anymore. Well, Shofar book in a sense bricks the phone, because it doesn't work as a phone anymore. You can't add applications to it. It doesn't save anything in memory. Nothing. So it keeps no records. But you have the Bible and the Quran, hopefully in multiple languages. And hopefully one of the things that I'm trying to work out is the tools to be able to say, okay, I'm a subscriber to the Quran, and I see the Quran says the prophet Jesus, but now I see the Bible who talks about the Lord Jesus. What's the difference? And where do I see the relationships? I don't want to do it where I'm going to tell you, look at it this way. I want to give you the link so you can look. And let the Lord be your teacher, not me. Not an advocate. I want to put the tools in somebody's hands and trust them in the Lord's hands, because I trust the Lord. Oh, what is it? Thankfulness is an accurate indicator of our trust in the Lord. The line from yesterday. I want to do that. And all these coincidences that have happened, it really gets to me. The question is, I lack two things. I don't have, you know, because to eat, I'm working gas pumps. I don't have the resources to set that aside. And I strive to find people to be a face of this, because that alone, you know, and to be able to do the multiple languages kind of thing, well, that's a lot of work. And it's too much. It's too much. But everyone I've asked has thus far has been scared. You know, again, you're on the wrong side of the NSA, as the one gentleman put it. I'm not going to stop. I may be doing it slowly. I may never succeed. But the one thing I have that appears the vast majority of people never get is that I have an opportunity to try. I'm trying to love. I want to love people that I'll probably never meet in this life. I want to love people that don't even speak my language. Maybe clearly don't look a thing like me, are very different than me. But if the Lord has them, it would be my joy and a half to be a blessing to them. That's my goal. And again, the set of coincidences of late has Lord willing, it'll happen. But if it doesn't, again, the one thing I have, so many don't, is I tried. You know, in a lot of respects, what really hit me hard, I set my 5-year goal to do 1 million jumpy jacks. And when it hit 100,000, couple things really got to me. One was 10% of it's gone already. You know, this kind of like, oh my, the time is going. But the other side of the coin is I'm getting there. And now that I've passed 200,000, I'm getting there. And at the rate I'm doing it right now, it's not going to be 5 years. It's going to be closer to 3 to make 1 million jumping jacks. So things changed. Maybe they will with Shofar Leaks. Shofar Coin is also a killer. Literally, yeah, ask Muammar Gaddafi. I guess you can't, can you? But my heart is with Shofar Book. Maybe. I want to find somebody who cares, has a passion for it, has the desire, has a particular talent that I don't have. Again, as I use the example of, what's his name? Richard White. Gaston. He has a talent I don't have. And what he did was magnificent in his singing. And to see him, you know, again, that's one of the moments of my life that I cherish. You know, obviously the moments with my family, especially my wife, are of greater value. But besides that, one of the moments I cherish was those few moments of hearing him sing. It's kind of like, wow. The gift that he was granted is magnificent. Anyway, I wanted this coincidence thing, and then to find out special administrative measure, or the plural, SAMs is what they're called. Because you have SAMs, you know, you have multiple cells, so they call them SAMs. And I love Erica Lee. Right now I'm sensing it's not reciprocated. But I love Erica Lee. I love Jack, even though maybe there's similar issues. I have no idea about Tirza. I'm really concerned about Julia. And yes, by the way, for Charlotte, that's her purse. Still like to get it to her. And you know, I sent 3 postcards to George. 3 in a row. And I have been, I sent the postcard today to North Hills Christian School because they're not acting Christian. And if I have the time, I'll make a big deal of that too. Anyway, I'm getting long again. You know, I did a casual 4-mile walk today. It's nothing. I did my, most days I'm doing a total of about 900 jumping jacks. And then perhaps in 2 days, I'll be doing jumping jacks at the top of Big Frog Mountain again. You know, so it looks like, you know, for example, there was a gentleman that I knew who, a lot younger than what I am now, you know, ended up, couldn't walk in a motorized chair and things of that nature. You know, besides Gary, who's the amputee, but no, this is another gentleman. And several months ago, he died. I'm about his age. And a whole lot healthier. So unless something happens, the likelihood of me living the commitment I made to my wife to strive to live to be 90 is happening. To actually have it happen that I live to be 90. Right now, the odds seem above average. Maybe Shofar Book will happen. Maybe reconciliation will happen. Reconciliation is my preference. My family, my lady, I love you.